made me mad last weekend. I was at that Viking Lions game, and at least when I saw you, I was cheering for the Lions a little bit. How the heck did you talk me into that?
I don't know. It must be the Bison roots greater than the Viking loyalty, so that's always good.
I do got to ask you this. How did it feel to be out there in front, on the last game ever, you know, at the Metrodome and know that you were part of it?
It's pretty special. I played a lot of games in that dome since Little League, and a lot of good memories there, beating the Gophers. And, you know, just growing up as a kid, going to Gopher games. And the most important part for me was having my family there at that first game, too. And now hopefully, I realize there was only just one play, but it's still playing in the NFL game. And now hopefully that's just this last game is just a start and propels me into next year. And, you know, number one, stay healthy. And then if I'm healthy, then I have no doubt in my ability to play.
Well, and they never can take it from you. You played an NFL football game, period. Plain and simple,
true.
Matt. I do have
That's
to ask
true.
You this. Was there ever a point through the injury, through the, you know, the timing of everything, was there ever a point when you thought about, you know what, maybe I can't do this? Or did you always know you'd make it to that level?
You know, I always kept the faith. I really did. And a lot of praying, a lot of talking to family about it. There was a lot of times, you know, getting cut three times, you're sitting there going, man, is this, you know, is it, you know, am I really going to just get lost in the shuffle and not end up playing? But, you know, I just kept going, and I knew, I was like, man, I think I've done enough where it's warranted me getting picked up by a team, and that's what happened. And, you know, now, like I said, hopefully just keep that momentum going into next year in the spring ball into fall camp and then into the season.
Hey, Matt, it's Ryan. I don't want to make you mad with this question, but I want to ask you about getting cut. And I want to ask you about what that feels like. Not the way you might think. I want to know personally, does that make you angry, mad? Or the way I think it would make you is, okay, all right, now I need to prove something. Now I need to work a little bit harder. What's that feeling like?
It's, I'll tell you what, the first time in Jacksonville was like the biggest punch in the gut. You know, the first time getting cut's the hardest, I thought. And, you know, you do some soul searching. It does galvanize you, though. But at the end of the day, you hear about guys in the league who get cut three, four, five times before they find the team, before they find that right spot, you know. And so I'm just sitting here going, all right, well, if it's going to take me, if I get cut 10 times in order to find the spot or find the team where I fit in best, then I don't care. You know, I'm going to do what it takes. This is what I want to do, is play ball. That's all I want to do, is play ball. And, you know, you just got to roll with the punches a little bit. And one thing I learned is that you can't take it personal either. And the first time I kind of took it a little personal, but, it's not, you can't look at it that way. And then after a couple of weeks, after a while, you realize, you know, Jacksonville did it because it was a business decision. And, you know, these guys, they don't just cut people because it's not just an arbitrary thing. They don't just throw a dart at a board and cut someone. You know, a lot of thought goes into it and things like that. And so you just got to realize that, you know, this is the game. This is what I signed up for. And it's something you just got to roll with.
So what's your status right now, Matt? Are you employed as of today, or how does it work in the NFL world?
Well, when Detroit activated me for that last game, they picked up my rookie contract. My rookie contract was a three-year contract, and now I'll be entering my third year now this year. So if everything stays the same, then I will be reporting, reporting to camp in April and do spring ball with them. And then hopefully go into fall camp with them, too.
Man, it's catching breaks and then making the best of them. And, man, you've done that. Good job, Matt.
Lovie Smith, yeah, a good pick for coach of the Detroit Lions. Say yes, Matt.
What was that?
Oh, Tampa. Sorry about that. I thought Lovie was going to the Lions. He ended up in Tampa, didn't he?
Yeah.
Do the Lions know who's going to
be? I think it'll be a good hire for them.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Did the Lions know who's going to be up in Detroit?
No, they do not. And I have, we don't really tell us how the coaching search is going. I'll probably find out from a new position coach. I don't know how I'm going to find out, to be honest with you, but I trust that. I mean, they're going to look for someone, and they're going to do their due diligence to find somebody, and hopefully whoever they bring in has a system that I fit into.
Yeah. Matt, thanks. We'll see you out in the parking lot tailgating, okay?
Hey, can't wait.
You bet. Matt Veltman, ladies and gentlemen, now a Detroit Lion. There's a several-car accident on southbound I-29 between 12th and 19th Avenue. A quick heads up to everyone there.